Earlier today, I pivoted, by the way, for Friday fun because of what transpired earlier during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Okay.
And a shocking comment was made, which we'll play here in a second. But if you're not aware of the original Kim Panzee moment where Jake Kemp turns into a chimp.
Yes.
This is how it went down, I believe, about a year, 2 years ago out at the Texas Motor Speedway when Danny made an unfortunate comment.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Or him.
Tuesday at Trees, Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, I saw this, saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope.
Whoa! God! Danny!
Yes! Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
So, unbeknownst to us then, we were introduced to Jake Chimp as Danny dropped an F-bomb. An F-bomb!
I've never done that in the 22 years I've been in this business.
It was so casual.
You ever done that, Bob?
No, I have not.
You should start tonight.
It's weird. I've managed to avoid it to this point, but there's always the next show. But that was very, very casual by you.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, was hanging out with my friends.
You didn't lay into it. You just let it happen.
Yeah. So then, earlier today, we had round two of the Kim Panzee. Again, you don't know when it's gonna when you're gonna strike the chord and he's gonna turn into the primate, but it happened today. And I'm going to play it for you right here.
On the ticket. He headed to the IL, which I didn't know was called the IL because disabled list was offensive.
Whoa. That's underreported.
It's true, Dan. You go to one game.
It's what Dan says.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
One per series.
You go to one game per homestand.
Like I go to every KG start.
Yeah.
Home and away.
He gets traded.
Nice.
It's not like they're calling it the list.
Good Lord,
get rid of that.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Did somebody get that?
That wasn't even a drop. Some real Jake Chimp.
It's cool to see it live, isn't it?
And it does sound like a primate.
It does.
When he ramps up.
I mean, that is, that's large.
Yeah.
Home and away.
He gets traded.
Nice.
It's not like they're calling it the list.
Good Lord,
get rid of that.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Did somebody get that?
That wasn't even a drop.
Oh, man.
That's incredible.
So we asked...
By the way, who offered the mouth fart there?
Danny.
I didn't mean to.
Quit doing that.
I was thinking about something else.
Farting?
Uh-huh.
So we asked Matt and Mino to put together a room of Jake Chimps, like just running around and jumping from tree to tree.
Like chimpanzee dance party. Or
around feeding time, maybe?
Yeah, and they're
spinning
just going
around with flags.
Absolutely nuts.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Welcome to the Dallas Zoo. On our right, you will see our primate exhibit. That's clearly feeding time.
I mean, can't you see him just jumping around and just going crazy?
Just flinging.
Oh, my gosh.
God, man.
Boy, the missing link.
That is pure insanity. Hi, Chris Arnold. How are you, buddy boy?
Wow.
Is that not awesome?
That is so awesome.
Yeah. All right, so we mentioned Coach Switzer earlier, and... Oh, wow, that's Chris's kid. That's unbelievable. So we mentioned Coach Switzer earlier, and it made me think of this moment when we were doing the overcusser a lot, where a guy would just walk up to an athlete and start, you know, asking him questions with F-bombs and stuff. And so Danny and I put together, well, Coach Switzer put together this.
Honey, I gotta wear f***ing slacks today. Will you hand me a damn belt so I can take these f***ing suspenders off?
Having trouble cussing too much? In particular, using high-powered F-bombs and S-bombs in inappropriate situations? Well, now there's a way to help all of you overcussers. It's the Barry Switzer Subliminal Hypnotherapy Method to Undercussing. Coach Switzer uses only acceptable cuss words like hell, damn, crap, and ass. As you sleep, listen to Coach Switzer convert you into an undercusser. Let's go back to the beginning. Here's what Corby would say.
Honey, I gotta wear f***ing slacks today. Will you hand me a damn belt so I can take these f***ing suspenders off?
But here's what you'll subliminally hear in Coach Switzer's undercussing way.
Hey, when I wear a damn pair of pants, I use a damn belt.
Listen to how Barry delicately uses the more appropriate word, ass.
We kicked Colorado's ass 82-42.
And?
Reiner, you chapped my ass.
Stop using the harsh F-bomb and make the word hell a better bad choice.
Oh, yes, I wear my Super Bowl ring. It's a hell of a ring.
If the S-bomb is a problem for you, try out Coach's favorite standby, crap.
I buy real orange juice. That other stuff is just a bunch of crap.
And if you feel like really cussing up a storm, feel free to incorporate all of Barry's cuss words in one sentence.
Hell, my back's a damn sore. I can't sit down on my ass to take a damn crap.
So call now and order Barry Switzer's Subliminal Hypnotherapy Method to Undercussing Volume 3 by dialing 1-800-7-NATIONAL-CHAMPIONSHIP-RINGS. That's 1-800-7-NATIONAL-CHAMPIONSHIP-RINGS. Call now.
Take it from me, Barry Switzer. Undercussing is the way to go.
Man, I had forgotten that we got Coach to do that.
Man, I want the behind the scenes so bad. I want to know how that went in production.
Do we have the raw audio of Coach doing that?
Could you imagine?
Mino?
We have a special guest on the line.
On our phones right now is the man himself, the undercusser, the great Barry Switzer.
Oh, wow.
There he is.
Oh, you did yourself for me. Hey,
you remember that?
Unbelievable.
Do you remember doing that?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember. Yeah. Hey, I tried to screw it up a couple times, going over and under. Great, that's great. That was a pretty good production. We ever put that together. Is that the new Wolf Cub you got working with?
That's Danny. Danny did that
20 years ago.
Right, yeah. We're all a little bit younger.
I don't know if I've ever met Bob. Have I ever met Bob?
Only like at the hockey game, probably.
Oh, yeah, when you coach us a victory.
And I think we had you on maybe last year at some point. But, yeah, we don't know each other very well yet, Coach.
Corby doesn't call me as much as he used to. You know, he used to call me. Hell, he didn't even call me OU Texas this year.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe I'm forgetting.
You are forgetting, you son of a bitch.
I don't think he's as into the Sooners that much anymore.
I love you guys.
Man. Well, I guess we'll see you this Sunday. Coach and I got the big Sooners. Yeah.
It's Sooners helping Sooners. You know, it's our fun. We do a deal, and we're coming to Fort Worth, Billy Bob's, and we're having an evening at Billy Bob's for anyone would like to come see these old guys from in the 60s, the 70s, and 80s. Use a crutch. But Bud Heber will be there. You're a Bud fan. I'm going to have him on stage telling some stories. And
yep.
I got Eddie Hinton, Joe Washington, I've got a bunch of guys coming, and it's about seven of them, Tony Casillas.
Is Billy Sims coming?
A damn good player. Billy Sims will be there. And
Keith Jackson?
Keith Jackson will be there, you bet.
All right. Well,
I've got a pretty good lineup. I got a pretty good lineup. They have a pretty good bunch of players.
Yeah, you
nice.
Do.
And I got a story to tell on each one of them. I've got a story to tell about each one of them when I introduce them, and then they're going to tell a story. And I think it has something maybe to do with me or their career at Oklahoma. But yeah, I think it'll be a fun time, and there'll be a lot of people that are Sooner fans will enjoy it. And hopefully we'll have a good turnout, and it's for a great cause, Sooners helping Sooners, and something we do to help kids that play for us when they need help getting jobs or whatever, because tough times were on us this past couple of years, and then we did need some help, and we had a lot of people out there, friends that did step forward to help us. But we I'll give you an example. I had we do a lot of different things, Corby, but, with COVID, what it did to us, how devastating it was, we lost a lot of kids lost their parents and families, and some of them didn't have the money to bury them. And we were able to, obviously, Sooners helping Sooners be able to accomplish that for them. So it's we do good, and
that's awesome.
We're good for us, and so it's And we'll talk a little bit about that night. But most of the time, it's just to have a good time and have some old guys that played football in Oklahoma and they're damn good players. And the guy that caught the last touchdown pass for Johnny Unitas was a Colt. That's Eddie Hinton.
Wow.
That's nice. So, Coach, do you have a feel for this basketball game tonight?
I'm in softball.
I'm in softball. He's pulling to OU women's softball right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Honestly,
we were big in gymnastics and softball up here. Two women's sports. We kicked the hell out of everybody.
Honestly, all I wanted to know was this game that is making us all very nervous, and we've been sweating it all week and all day. I just wanted to know if you had any idea it was even happening. Is that just a look inside Coach Switzer's life?
Well, I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about.
There you go. The Mavericks and Clippers are playing.
Mavericks
tonight.
Clippers game six. We're all very nervous, and you don't seem as affected by it.
Basketball fans. Huh?
Well, we can't all enjoy softball at the same level, right?
Well, we got beat by James. You know, Charles Haley's school beat our ass the other day.
Oh, that's right.
That is right.
We beat everybody in the world in softball. Then all of a sudden, we go play James Madison. They beat us 4-3, I think. We're in the loser's bracket.
That and to win the rest of Pepperdine and golf, too, Coach. It's
a tough week.
That's right.
It's been a tough week.
Well, look forward to sharing the stage with you once again, my friend.
Yeah,
we'll see you on Billy Bob's on Sunday.
And I'm going to have, I'm going to text you Jerry Pettibone's number, and how about giving him a call? He wants to visit with you.
All right, cool deal.
He's president of our deal. Okay, I'm going to text it to you.
All right, man. All right. We'll see you. There you go.
Bye, Coach.
There's the undercusser himself, Mary Switzer. All right, let's do a little community quick hits.
A tragic story and.